Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 2A. Metty Plans Revenge. Metty stormed out of the kitchen, yelling back to Mama Addie, "I don't like you, I don't like this house, and I don't like anyone in it." She ran down the hall into the study and threw every book she could reach onto the floor. All the girls in the area scattered to their rooms. Metty was very mad because she was being disciplined for destroying Felicity's doll. She screamed, "I am not going to live in the same room as Mama Addie. I'm not a baby and I won't be treated like one." Mama Addie had told Metty she thought it best to remove her from the room of girls she had been assigned. Instead, she would be staying in Mama Addie's room for a time. In the study, she became like an angry wild tiger when it's placed inside a cage. She kicked and pawed at the books until she fell into the big, cushy armchair, sweaty and exhausted. Gazing around the floor, feeling very happy about the mess she had made, she noticed an open book near her feet. It had a black and white picture of a boy who was running with a pig under his arm and looking over his shoulder as if trying to escape something or someone chasing him. The words under the picture said, "Tom the Piper's Son." Metty knew that story. It was about a boy who stole a pig. She laughed out loud and then, with an evil smile, fell asleep. Meanwhile, Mama Addie had gone into the girls' rooms and called them to the dining area, which was also the main gathering room, and explained what she had done. "Metty needs extra love and correction, so I have decided to keep her in my room so I can watch her more closely. If she is not near you as often, perhaps she won't start so many fights like she had to on the streets. By only being with one or two of you at once, maybe she'll feel more part of our home instead of thinking we are all enemies. She needs a family who loves her." No one moved. Every single girl in the house wanted only one thing, for Metty to go away and never return.